Chapter 3. By Friday morning, her picture's in the paper. The Houston Chronicle runs a small piece in the city section, page 2. When she first sees the girl's face, Lynette K. Phillips is sitting in the front room of her duplex on Marshall Street in Montrose, in a rundown red brick colonial that rests directly behind the West Alabama Ice House, where Lonnie passed a good amount of time the previous night, drinking her way through the world's weirdest blind date. It's a high school graduation picture, black gown and fingers cupping her chin. The whole deal, surrounded by 3 inches of copy, more than Lonnie would have thought the Chronicle would spare for the occasion. Back when its rival, the Houston Post, was still alive, the Chronicle had ignored the stories of the two girls who had disappeared off the streets of Pleasantville, their bodies found less than a city block from where Alicia Knoll was last seen. Lonnie, who had a Shiner Bock and 2 arsenic white Hostess donuts for breakfast, wipes the powdered sugar from her fingers onto the thighs of her jeans and lights a Parliament, staring at the Knoll girl's face. She's pretty. But they all are at that age. 17, 18, God don't make much ugly. Not for girls like these, with mothers and fathers who check their beds at night, make sure the front and back doors are locked. In Lonnie's experience, it's time and circumstance that sully a complexion. She must have aged 10 years the first time her daddy let her walk out of the house and into the car of some boy who couldn't be bothered with more than a hunk from the driveway, the dented tail end of his Le Mans already pulling out into the street. She looks like the others, she says, exhaling smoke. On his desk, Jay has the newspaper open to the same page. He called Lonnie first thing this morning, hoping she could help, remembering that she'd written about the other girls when she was still at the Post. You know her? Jay shakes his head. She wasn't from the neighborhood.
Yeah, I read that.
The article was written by Greg Bartolomeo, a beat reporter she used to see here and there around the offices on Texas Avenue, back before she unceremoniously jumped over to the Post in 92, at the promise of, among other things, a promotion.